born in Arizona homeowners, you are tuned in to Rosie on the House. This is the 9 o'clock hour, open line hour. Anything you, the Arizona homeowner or condominium owner or apartment owner, want to talk about or ask a question, we'll do our best to pool the resources of Rosie on the House to get you the best, most accurate, informative, and relevant information at 1-888-767-4348. 1-888-ROSIE for you. You can text to 411-923. And you can email us at info@rosieonthehouse.com, or you can go to rosieonthehouse.com and fill out a contact form. Busy week this week. Fall's always a busy time. It's just a pent-up energy of being in an exhaustive state in the summer. You don't want to go outside. You don't want to do this. You don't want to do that. Great time to get caught up, and there's always a lot going on. Like this week, Arizona Construction Career Days. I really like this event. I don't remember what this is, but it's like their 16th or 17th. It's a 501c3 group whose mission is to keep our trade pools full. We don't have shop in schools. We don't promote manual labor. I don't know why it has such a bad name or why people don't value skilled craftsmen.
Well, they will when there are none left. I just came from Kansas City, Missouri, where we met with 1,200 companies from around the country.
And construction-related companies.
Yes, all remodeling companies, and they all have the same sad song, is there's no one to hire to do in the skilled trades. But eventually it will be that it'll flip, and those will be the really valued jobs because mm-hmm. there just aren't enough to fill the position. So it's a great time to
and
get into the trade.
And they're going to be able to charge whatever they want.
It would be a well-paying investment.
Well, so if you'd like to look at what a career in the trades would look like, Arizona Construction Career Days, they bus in high school age students from all over the state. When Arizona Register of Contractors, Mr. Jeff Fleetham, was on, he got both Rosie and I to chip in on it's only $200 to sponsor a bus to bring it to Arizona Construction Career Days.
So worth it.
So we got Rosie sponsored one, I sponsored one. That bus fills up students from the school. They bring them down, and there are commercial contractors there. There's residential contractors there. There's heavy equipment operators there. There's road construction. I mean, everything construction related, not just housing related, but building related. And you can go through. Some of them have it set up. You can try air guns and nailing, and you can try all types of different, safety gear and harnesses. And it's a display of what you can expect in a construction career.
Well, I remember Mr. Fleetham, one of his main points was that it is construction science. You know, it's just not playing with tools or playing with dirt. It's the building industry has come so very far, and there is so much to learn. It is, it's a big deal to be able to say, you're skilled in these areas. And then the sustainability movement and the way we've come so far on energy management and building our homes to kind of be self-sustaining in the desert. There's no lack of avenues to go in that field.
And this coming week, November 3rd and 4th. If you really want to see what sustainability is all about, it's masonry. And we're going to be at Superlight Block for the Fastest Trowel, broadcasting live, 6741 West Germain and Chandler. Kicks off at 10. We start broadcasting every Saturday at 7, so we'll be down there broadcasting the whole time live. This was the very first event Rosie ever did a remote broadcast on as it relates to construction. I think he had been asked to do some other things, like he and Mark Salem did a broadcast for New Year's one time down at Tempe. I think that might have been the first, but the first time he ever went on site to a location as it related to construction. It was at Quality Block at that time. We're doing it at Superlight Block this time. the fastest trowel. It's a competition of how fast you can lay masonry. Not only are you judged on how many blocks you can stack, but the size of your mortar joints, the spacing of your mortar joints, the straightness of your wall. You know, there's all different types of elements that go into it. And I came in this morning driving on KTR. They had an advertisement for Arbor Day Foundation. Had an ad just about the need to replenish our forest, the need to replenish our forest, the need to replenish our forest. Help us grow trees, help us grow trees, help us grow trees. And not too many trees cut down in blocks.
This is true. This is true. And they last, those homes, they last for a very long time.
A very long time. Clem Hellman said it best. In the 50s, we built homes out of blocks and fence out of wood. Now we build homes out of wood and fences out of block. And in 50 years, we're going to have a lot of nice fences around the state. Well, masonry, that is our building method of choice. And not only, there's a lot of other things you can see at the fastest trowel. That's usually just your gray 8/8/16 masonry, concrete masonry unit, CMU. But you can see a lot of the other styles and techniques and colors that they've added to masonry. And you can have an entire wall system, interior and exterior, without feeling like you live in, you know, a gray concrete cell.
So it's an event open to the public. They can come
Absolutely.
Watch and then learn about the block products as well.
That's another great way. If you're not a high school student and you're interested in a career in the trades, particularly masonry, this would be a great event to come to as well.
Okay.
Or if you're looking at building a home and someone's trying to convince you that, you know, you get a better R9 whatever on a stucco, foam, stud, foam, drywall system. You come look at this. You're like, you know what? You can have your two extra R values all day long. I'm going to build with something that's going to last a lifetime. Masonry. Oh, where do we go from there?
I guess you should have played some soapbox music there, Mike.
All right. We at Rosie on the House not only have our weekly Saturday broadcast, but we're a columnist. We write for the Daily Star in Tucson. We write for the Green Valley News.
Correct.
And then the Casa Grande Dispatch.
Mm-hmm.
Did I get that right? Or
yes.
Is it the Green Valley Dispatch? And the
No. Don't do that. Don't do that. Green Valley News.
Yes. Yes.
We also
Green
have
Valley News, mm-hmm. Casa Grande Dispatch, Arizona Daily Star, KTRR.com, and also RosieOnTheHouse.com. In our article this week, 6 repairs to do before holiday guests arrive.
It's going to be here. You know how many Fridays before Christmas? I don't think it's very many. Maybe 10.
Do you want to count them backwards?
Sure.
I don't want to know. I still believe it's 12.
Well, it stayed warm so long. I think we're going to all get caught off guard.
What would you put on that list?
To get done?
Yeah. Well, what do you think? 6 things. What 6 things would you want to get done at your house before?
Well, if you have a septic. I've been caught with my septic more than once in a bad situation. So I'd make sure my septic was ready for the company load that was coming. If it needs to be pumped, you know, get that done now. Because it takes a little while to recover sometimes with that. Sometimes it can stir up some odor.
So
get it done now. I love clean windows. Get my windows done.
Mm.
My stuff is kind of cleaning. And then carpets. I want my carpets done. Want the yard cleaned up. What do you have?
Well, in our article, the first one was leaky faucets or leaky anything. A water drip can be something that that can wait. That can wait. A little tiny drip, drip, drip. And you may not know it's there. Check under your sinks. Make sure you don't have any musty odor smell when you open it up, especially if it's a room that you don't use often. The guest room, you know, make sure that the toilets are functioning properly, the showers are functioning properly. If you walk in,
you shouldn't want running toilets while you have guests. I don't want them anytime, but especially when I have guests.
If it's a room you don't use and you smell a little odor in there because you haven't been there in a while, sometimes all that can be is the pee traps in the shower or the vanity have just dried out because they haven't been used. Run some water through them for a few minutes, let the pee traps fill back up, and then give it a day or two, and that smell should dissipate. Usually not a cause for panic, but something a lot of people find at that time is, man, your bathroom. Well, it's just a P-trap dried out. It needs that water in there to keep the gases from coming back up into your system and instead of down the drain.
Another good thing I think would be the fans in your bedrooms, especially if you're not sleeping in those rooms and it's a guest room. Sometimes fans can get off, what do you call that, off kilter.
Balance.
Yeah, and then they click, click, click. So you want to make sure you have all the noises cleaned up. And
you had mentioned cleaning. Wipe the tops of the blades for them.
Yeah, that's true too. Yeah.
That, turn that on and get a nice little dust bunny bath.
Mm-hmm.
Number, well, you had already mentioned stop toilets from running. That was two on our list. You had mentioned cleaning in the article. Clean the oven was one. If you've got somebody helping doing a little food preparation, having a nice clean oven on the interior.
That's kind of gross, isn't it, when you're at somebody's house and it's all, like their microwave is all dirty or their oven and they're cooking your dinner in there. That's not very inviting.
Yeah.
I like a really good clean kitchen all the time, but especially when you have company. And the really great thing about company is it makes you kind of step out of your routine and look through the eyes of who's coming instead of just what you've gotten used to tolerating in your own home.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.